Now, the lion woke up and the lion gave one moan, and running his tongue around his teeth, and I took the funniest teeth in my mouth this morning. I was at the lion party all night last night, and I got the funniest teeth. I got the halitosis fright this morning. And the lion swung out of his cave, and he went swinging down the path of the jungle, and he saw Mr. Sheep coming down the road, and he said, "Good morning, Mr. Sheep." And Mr. Sheep said, "Bah! Good morning, lion." And I'd say, "Mr. Sheep, would you mind doing me a little favor? I have the insecurities this morning about the state of health of my breath. Would you just take a quick little whiff there and tell me if my breath smells a little off to you?" And the sheep says, "Why, certainly, Mr. Lion." And he stick his nose in and he go, "Well," said the lion. "Oh, Mr. Lion," said the sheep, "your breath smells awful. What you been drinking?"
"Sheep dip."
And the lion swallowed up the sheep. And he went along a little further down the path, and he saw Mr. Donkey coming home. Mr. Donkey was swinging along the path, and he said, "Oh, good morning, Mr. Lion." The lion said, "Good morning, Donkey. Donkey, would you just do me one little favor? I have an insecure feeling for a party I went to last night. A funny taste in my mouth this morning. Would you just take one little whiff and tell me if my breath smells a little bad to you?" Donkey go, "Ha! Mr. Lion, your breath is very, very bad indeed." Boop! And the lion swallowed up the donkey. And the lion swinging a little further on down the path, and all of a sudden he sees Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox is coming home from a hard night stealing. Mr. Fox got a chicken under one arm and two birds under the other, and he's flipping along the path, feeling good, and headed for his den. And he sees Mr. Lion say, "Whoa." He said, "Good morning, Your Majesty." And the lion said, "Good morning, Mr. Fox." He said, "What you want, Lion?" said the fox. He said, "Mr. Fox, I could just one little quick favor I want to ask of you. I don't want to hold you up here. I just got the funniest taste in my mouth. I've had a very insecure feeling all day about the state of well-being of my breath. I thought you might check it out for me and just take a little whiff. Would you do that for me, please?" "Certainly, Your Majesty," said the fox. And he said, "Well," said the lion. "Well, just a minute," said the fox. "I want to get another whiff there." "Well," said the lion. And the fox said, "Your Most Royal Swinging Highness, may I drop these birds before I get home if your breath don't smell like the sweet, very pure flowers the fields."
And the moral of the story is that the wise man keeps silent in the kingdom of the tyrant.